The devil wants you, young person, to support the quote-unquote gay Christian. He wants you to think that transgenderism is normal. He wants you to believe that conformity to your parents' values is a form of oppression. He wants you to think that every civilization was innocent and has been oppressed by Christianity. And you're going to be part of a movement that will acknowledge this and turn your back on it all. And ultimately, he wants you to question Scripture in the background of every young person's life, though they're not aware of it, and though parents at times don't discern it either, in the background of their life with all the movement and all the changes that are happening at breakneck speed in our day. At the background, there's this voice that is leading them into these temptations. Hath God said? Has he really said this is what God wills in terms of marriage and relationship? Has he really said that these issues, other related issues, are wrong? Has he really said it? And so you come to Scripture, and really you're not looking to find out what Scripture says. You're trying to interpret Scripture in a new way that the church has never recognized. You're trying because, and especially for young women, because young women tend to be, I'm speaking in generalities, they tend to be nurturers, which makes them more compassionate and more agreeable. And so all it takes is for a young woman to have a friend who comes out, who says, this is who I am. And they feel this, they're torn, because even in their youth, even in their teenage years, there is that agreeableness and compassion that doesn't want to say it's wrong. And that is why, in a lot of the movements today, they are being led by women. Because these people that they think they're being oppressed, and they're trying to protect them, they're trying to mother them. That's what's going on. They cannot look people in the eye and say, this is wrong. And it's coming into the church. It's in the church. It's here.